Welcome to Quality Cast, dollars and cents from the brand that pays. And now your host, Laura Nelson.
Hello again and welcome. Jeff Bednar joins us today on Quality Cast. He's the International Director at Certified Angus Beef. Jeff, let's start out by just getting a brief overview of where the international division is and international markets for Certified Angus Beef.
We're finishing an extremely good year. You know, we're flirting with 70 million pounds. You know, when you look at the two most important trading countries that we have for U.S. beef, number one would be Mexico. And that market is down, now for U.S. beef, down about 28%. And for the year, we're going to be down about 22%. So, I mean, yeah, you're talking about little differences, but the brand is able to withstand more turmoil, not from a political standpoint, but certainly from an economic standpoint, than commodity beef. Because of the relationships we build and the licensing and the way that we go to the market, let alone the quality level.
And what about our trading partners to the north? How are Canadian markets for CAB holding up when we know that demand for commodity beef there is falling a little bit?
The neat thing on that is if you look at U.S. beef sales to Canada, it's going to probably end up down about 10%. However, Certified Angus beef sales are going to be up over 9% for the fiscal year. And so you almost have like a 20-point swing there. And it's roughly about 39, 40% of all international sales. And of that, the other thing that's fun is it's about 62, 63% middle meat sales. So it's a steak business for us. The other one that's been really exciting, and we've seen it with commodity beef, is South Korea got off to a great start last year. Now it cooled very quickly, but it's a record year for us in South Korea with over 6 million pounds of sales. Japan is rebounding at about 25% increase. You know, our markets are followed very similar to U.S. markets, but what we're finding is we're either a little quicker to respond as far as our percent increase in sales, or we don't seem to have as much problem or decrease, you know, as commodity beef.
Jeff, earlier you were telling me about some data you had from the U.S. Meat Export Federation and the value that they put on export markets. Could you share a little bit more of that with us?
The value of exports for 2009 are estimated to be $115 per head. So that's $115 we'd be leaving on the table if we didn't have export markets. Plus, it's also a demand and a value for products that you and I aren't going to, you know, value as high. You know, one of the big ones, of course, and it was hit hard last year, would be, for instance, hides. You know, China would be one of the largest users of hides, you know, and turn that into leather, whether that's auto seats or what have you. You know, even reading the last couple of weeks, you know, the Packers, one reason that they say that they've been in the black is that, you know, hides and offals and those other things, you know, that you and I aren't going to utilize are actually increasing in price significantly back to, you know, 2008 levels.
Well, with that in mind, Jeff, tell us what beef producers need to know and what they need to do to start seeing some of that money from the export markets.
The one message that has to get through to our producers, and Lauren, I was a producer for 20-some years. That was my livelihood. But it's very frustrating from my standpoint of what I do today that our U.S. producer is not, they're not helping me on the standpoint that they're dragging their feet on animal ID, they're dragging their feet on, you know, source verification. They're not providing me with the weapons or the tools I need to promote and bring value to them by selling U.S. beef in the export market. We got to step to the plate and start looking at our international, you know, instead of pushing our product and just assuming because it's corn-fed and it's grain-fed and it's choice beef that they're going to want it, we're going to have to start looking at them as individual customers and what are they asking from us.
Thanks, Jeff. Those are great things to keep in mind as cattle producers out there start prepping their animals to go into an international market. Folks, again, that was Jeff Bednar, Director of the International Division at Certified Angus Beef, and I'm Laura Nelson.
Thanks for joining us on Quality Cast, dollars and cents from the brand that pays.